Now, everybody knows about steroids and bodybuilding. It's almost synonymous. People associate one with the other almost automatically. And yet natural bodybuilding doesn't, and we set a new standard. So how does the INBA Canada maintain or enforce a drug-free policy? How can we be sure that the athletes coming in are not cheating?
Sure, Corey. The first thing where it starts is with a strong anti-doping policy, which we spent many, many, many hours and weeks creating. And from there and out of that, we outline the process to which we ensure that athletes are natural. We require our open competitors to be natural for a period of 5 years, and we require novice competitors to be natural for a period of 4 years. And natural, meaning that they have not taken in their bodies substances which would appear on the World Anti-Doping List of banned substances. We follow the same substance list that the Olympic athletes would follow. Okay, Corey? And on that list, we have substances which are banned in competition and substances which are banned in and out of competition. The substances banned in and out of competition are banned all the time. You could never take them like an anabolic steroid. And the substances banned in competition would be substances such as ephedrine, which you could have taken when you're not competing, but you don't want to have in your bloodstream when you are competing. Just like marijuana, which now in the Olympics is banned. Well, it's banned in INBA Canada as well because we follow the same list. And what we have then is a couple mechanisms to enforce this. We do a polygraph test, which we run on the athletes before they can take membership. In that test, we ask them the primary questions regarding anabolic steroid use, which would be your in and out of competition substances. And we ask them about the 5 years natural, which we couldn't otherwise test on a urine test. 5 years, we can't test back that far. Once they become members, then we test them in competition and between competition. We can test them anytime, any place. We have their addresses and so forth. And what we have then is an independent organization called the Canadian Center for Ethics and Sports. And their doping officers come independently and test our athletes at the competition through urine analysis, and then the samples go down to the World Anti-Doping Laboratory, which is in Montreal. And then on top of that, we have an appeals mechanism for athletes who potentially test positive and they would like to appeal that. We have doctors in place who would look at the information put forth by the athlete, look at the information put forth by the laboratory, and then they'll make a recommendation to us as to how we should apply the disciplinary actions that we have in the Canadian anti-doping policy.